This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday Israel will not withdraw its troops from the border area between southern Gaza and Egypt until there is a guarantee it can never be used as a lifeline for Hamas. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
I'm willing to make a deal. I made one already.
At a news conference, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that ceasefire deal brought back 150 hostages, and of the remaining 101...
I'll do everything I can to get them in. But leaving Philadelphia does not advance the release of the hostages.
Philadelphia is a narrow strip of land along Gaza's border with Egypt, and has become a central obstacle in the talks. Hamas has demanded a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, but Netanyahu says the corridor is vital to Israel's security.
Somebody has to be there.
To verify Hamas is not rearming.
That they can actually prevent the recurrence of what happened there before.
Without that, he says agreeing to a truce would send a message.
Murder more hostages, you'll get more concessions.
He calls that insane.
So it's not going to happen.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, the UN Children's Agency says a polio vaccination campaign in Gaza reached 189,000 children, surpassing its target and providing a rare bright spot in nearly 11 months of war. UNICEF said on Wednesday more than 500 teams deployed across central Gaza this week, administering the vaccine to children under 10. It said Israel and Hamas observe limited pauses in the fighting to facilitate the campaign. UN agencies now hope to expand the campaign to the harder-hit north and south of the territory, with the goal of vaccinating a total of 640,000 children. Meanwhile, a senior official with the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden told reporters Wednesday that 90% of the current ceasefire proposal has been agreed upon. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. The U.S. on Wednesday accused Russia of using state media as part of a bid to influence Americans before the November elections. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The government says Moscow remains the main threat to elections, trying to spread misinformation and confuse voters. One case the Justice Department unveiled accuses two employees of a Russian state-funded media organization of secretly funding a Tennessee company and fooling it into publishing Russian propaganda videos. Another involves seizing internet domains Moscow used to create fake websites designed to look like those of major news organizations. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the actions show the lengths to which the Putin government will go to meddle in U.S. affairs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pope Francis and the Grand Imam of Southeast Asia's largest mosque vowed Thursday to fight religiously inspired violence. The pontiff and Nasiruddin Umar issued the joint call for interfaith friendship and common cause during Francis's visit to the iconic Istiqlal Mosque in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. The two religious leaders visited the entrance to the Tunnel of Friendship, an underpass which connects the mosque compound with the neighboring Catholic Cathedral, Our Lady of the Assumption. After 3 months at the International Space Station, Boeing's troubled Starliner spacecraft will soon return to Earth, but without its two-member crew. AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains.
NASA says the capsule will undock late Friday with empty seats. It's fully automated and is expected to touch down in New Mexico's White Sands missile range 6 hours later. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will ride home with SpaceX in February, 8 months after launching on what they thought would be a week-long test flight. Boeing has had problems with thrusters and helium leaks. It keeps delaying Starliner's return. NASA hired Boeing and SpaceX a decade ago to ferry its astronauts to and from the space station after its shuttles retired. I'm Ed Donahue.
In sports, professional golf's latest offseason showdown is set to feature a new and controversial twist. Here's AP correspondent Gethin Kuba.
Golf Week reports there will be a made-for-TV match involving top players from the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. The manager for world number one Scottie Scheffler and five-time major champion Brooks Koepka confirms that Scheffler and Rory McIlroy will take on Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau. Among details still to be announced were when in December the match would be held and on which course. It will be a rare occasion of players from the PGA Tour competing against players who defected for the Saudi riches of LIV Golf in 2022 outside of majors and the Olympics. I'm Gethin Kulbach.
And I'm Richard Green for VOA News.